Today's Shabbat for Shabbos, Daf Kuf Hey. We are on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, Omar Rebbe Ami. We're in the sugyas of Kosev and different issues related to that malacha. And we start off with Omar Rebbe Ami, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Omar Rebbe Ami, Kasav Os Achas B'Tveria. If somebody writes one letter in Tveria, V'Achas B'Tziporia, one in Tziporia, we know Tveria and Tziporia, two of the places where the Sanhedrin went after it left Yerushalayim, and then it went to Yavne, and then it went up north, because the safety of Bnei Yisrael was in danger in the middle of the country, so they all went up north to Usha, Tzipori, Tveria, all of these places. So if somebody writes one letter in Tveria and one letter in Tzipori, Chayev. So one is Chayev on Shabbos. It's amazing, right? Even though it's two different cities. Why? Ksivahi El Asha Mechusar Kreva. Even though we said earlier in the Mishnah, as we're about to ask in a minute, that they have to be able to be read together, if they're read in different cities, really, they potentially can be read together. They just have to be put together. Right, just take the two different notebooks from the two different cities, you bring them together, so that's fine. So your chayiv, it's as if you wrote two letters that can be read together. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, but in our Mishnah it says explicitly it has to be written together, so it can be read together. If two letters are written on two different walls of the house, on two different pages of the notebook, pater, that's not going to be chayiv daraisa on Shabbos. So if I write it in two different cities, it's like a kol shekein. Surely it should be pater on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam mechusar maisa dekreva. Hacha lo mechusar maisa dekreva. What does that mean? In the case of the notebooks, I wrote it on two specific parts of the ledger, and in order to put that together, I would have to cut away part of the ledger, whether it's made out of stone or whatever it might be, and therefore there's a maisa that's required before the maisa dekreva. You're not just missing putting them together, you're missing physically having to do something. Masha'enkein, in the case of the two different cities, it's possible, as Rashi explains, I wrote one of the letters on the left side of a page, one of the letters on the right side of a page, and all I would have to do is to take a walk and put them together, and they would be read together. And that is why that is not a problem. That's not a problem, a giron of ksiva. That is called a malacha. Just putting it together is not called a lack. Having to do another maisa, for example, cutting it, that would be a lack, and that would be chisaron in the definition of the malacha. There is another pshat of the Gemara, which most Rishonim reject. The Rashba here quotes Rav Haigon, who says that maybe the Gemara is Pirish Kazav, right, the regular pshat is, as he quotes Pirish, the Rashba, Kazav Os Achas bin Megillah bitveria, Vos Achas Baosa Megillah bitzipori. Right, so the Rashba's pshat is even different. You wrote it on the same Megillah. You just happen to write one here and one there in the same Helam. Rashi doesn't seem to say that specifically. Rashi says, because it could just be put together even if it's written on two different ones. Right, Rashi says, V'chikam Rabbi Ami, you could go Chikotzav Achas al Svas Luach Zu Bitveria, V'achas al Svas Luach Lu Bitzipori, and you can put them together. So that's really two different pshatim, but they both work. The Rashba then quotes Rav Haigon, who says, Aval Rav Haigon Kasav, a totally different pshat. Kikachayu harishonim afarshim, ki Tveria v'tzipori smuchim zulazu. Tveria and Tzipori are somewhat close to each other. V'haya sha'ar shel zu misuyad besid ad kitzei ha'ir. V'chein sha'ar shel zu misuyad besid ad kitzei ha'ir. There are two different cities that are pretty close. And if you stand far away, you'd be able to read the names of the sha'arim of the cities together. You can be able to see that they're twin cities, says the Rashba. If you have one thing written on this one, one thing on that one, it's pretty clear that they're written together, whatever the case may be, even though you might not see it exactly together. That's the Rashba, the name of Haigon, and the Rashba says, no pun intended, the Dava Rachok huzeh. Right, this is a Dava Rachok, and I don't think that would be the pshat. Either way, so we have Rashi, we have the Rashba, which are similar, and then we have the Rav Haigon quoted in the Rashba. This Gemara was made famous, or we're about to make it famous, by the Rama. The Rama quotes in a tshuva, not in his comments on Shulchan Aruch, but in a tshuva. The Rama in Siman Kuf Yud Tes discusses the case of opening or closing a book on Shabbos which has writing on the sides. Right, the old-fashioned library books. So we're not allowed to open that, because when I close the book, I have now written a word. When I open a book, I have now destroyed a word. Do I say that's a problem? Is that ksiva and mechika on Shabbos, at least on a drabbanan level? Is that a problem? So the Rama quotes, Sha'alti mimedi, right? We think this is a new phenomenon. It's 500 years old. Im mutter liftoach olino b'Shabbos sefer hakasuv alav mibachutz osios kederach shekos v'nal asvarim mibachutz shem asvarim v'ikal amet. Remember, in those days they might not have had the same type of binding that we have. So we have the name written on the binding on the solid side. But it could be that's how, you know, all books. It was all, you know, had to, when you open the book, it moved. The name of the book on the side of the book. So v'ikal amechash b'zeh mishem mochik v'kosei v'shabes. Dari kishe poseach lo yucholun liros ha'os od achi yachzer v'yin alenu ad kan she'elotcha. Right, that was the tshuva to the Rama in Simit Kuf Yutes. So on the surface, in the beginning, he says, maybe it's not a good, maybe it's aser, because it's at least eino miskayim. It's putting a letter, putting a word together, and therefore maybe I should be worried. But then he says, "Achein yesh limso tzad heter b'di donzeh." I could come up with a heter de'ika lemeimar. Two different ideas. One, the Rama says a little bit, and is more expanded upon by the Prisha and the Drisha on the tour, and that is ho'el va'omed liftoach v'linol ein derech mechika b'kach. What we would call derech tashmisho. If something is meant to be opened and closed, you can't call that a malacha. Like a door. If I put a piece of plywood to close up a hole in the wall, that's the malacha abona. If I open a door or close a door, that's not called the malacha abona, because that's meant to be done and undone. If I sew two things together, that's the malacha of tofer. If I zipper something closed, and then open it and close it open, according to Rova Poskin, that's not tofer. That's meant to be done and undone. That's not called a malacha, that's called mode of usage. Right, other malachas have to be meant to be done and stay as they are achieved. But here, the book is meant to be read and closed, read and closed. That's not a malacha, svara number one. But then the Rama says svara number two. Look in Perek Habona. Number two, our Gemara. What do you see from our Gemara? Just putting letters close together is not significant. Right, what do we say in our Gemara? If I write one letter in Tferi and one letter in Sipori, that's a malacha. That's a malacha. There's no chisaron of having to put it together. Putting it together is not significant. You already did everything significant. So the Rama says if that works for being mechayiv, that should also work for being pater. If I have the two letters there from before Shabbos, and then I put them together on Shabbos, I'm not doing anything. Just like that wouldn't be a lack in the definition of the malacha if I did it on Shabbos, so too if I have it from before Shabbos, it's for sure not going to be the malacha. Umeyata, he says, that is Hare Kamon, de Kreva de Lo Mikri Mechusar Maisa Klal V'yim Kein. He says, and don't be machalik between putting two letters together and putting parts of letters together. Right, by the Rama, the whole letters are destroyed. It's not even you have two letters when you're putting together, the whole letters become disintegrated. The Rama does not think that is a difference. He thinks that this is what did Benito Didon? The Krave and Maisa Klau, De in Lachalik, the Shiny Hassam, the Kal Os Kasav Lagamrai, Dobi Machalik, Avo Bikshapech, the Emsos, Echara, the Kakosev. He does not think there is a difference. Good. Then he quotes another Raya, but that's the Raya that he brings from our Gemara. Then I mentioned the Prisha and the beginning of Simon Shin Mem. He discusses this. He goes into Derech Tashmisho, Lamaisa, Lamaisa. The Mishnah Berurah says, because there are many poskim that are mekel, the Rama is mekel, the Prisha is mekel, but there are those some that are machmir, lechadchila. There are some that are machmir, lechadchila. So the Mishnah Berurah says, make right that it's mutter, but if you have another book, you know, read the other book. Read the other sefer. If you really want to read the sefer, you really have been waiting, onik Shabbos, meikra did, it would be mutter, but lechadchila, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chein ha-minhag, that it's mutter, mikol makom, nachon la-hachmir, k'shiyesh lo sefer acher. Okay. Mr. Brewer and Simon Shin Mem, Sif Yud Zayin. That is the discussion of opening and closing books with letters on the side. Coloring design, if a design is on the side, like this Gemara. I don't think so. I don't think that's you're not messing anything up. Right, if you have a cake. So the whole discussion of a cake is if you have a word on the cake. But if you just the design of the colors that are on there, you're not cutting anything. Coloring would be called writing. That's true. But this is undoing coloring is different than undoing writing. There's kosev and there's mochek. So mochek is only going to be a problem if you're undoing kosev. So not undoing tsoveya. So they don't always go together. Okay. That is one issue. Again, every section of this Gemara is brought down halakha l'maisa. Next, Tana higi os achas chayiv. If somebody edits, four lines from the bottom. If somebody edits one letter, one is chayiv on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Hasha kasav osachas pater. If I write an entire letter, I'm going to be pater. Higi osachas chayiv. So if I just edit one letter, I'm going to be chayiv? What's the case? Are you going to be chayiv if you edit one letter? Amar Rav Sheshes, hach v'mayaskinon, kigon shenotzlo l'gagol shel ches, v'aso shnei zaynin. If I remove the roof of the ches, and I'm left with two zions, so that's editing one letter, and memela, I wrote two letters. So it's a case of editing where I'm going to be chayiv for ksiva. So two haras. Number one, again, this is ksav beis Yosef, right? That a ches is made up of two zions, not of a zion and a vav. Number one. Number two, this is the line that we mentioned already, I think twice in this Pesachta, the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba, again, like he said up above, the Rashba says, you learn from Hilchah Shabbos to outside. So just like this would be ksiva on Shabbos, the Rashba says, this would be ksiva in Hilchah Sefer Torah. So if I had to write a word of two Zions, and by mistake I wrote a Ches, all I have to do is to erase the top of the Ches. That would not be a problem of Chok Tochos. That wouldn't be a problem of forming the outside perimeter, and the letter is left there. Right, the Rashba says, if it's good for Hilchah Shabbos, it's good for Hilchah Sefer Torah. And the Ran says, what are you talking about? The Ran says, don't compare the two. And this Ran is also important for another reason, as we'll see in a second. The Ran's Lashon, if you want to look at it, is Lamed Zayin Mabez in the Daf Yarif. He quotes the Rashba, but it's the Rashba himself. The Rashba says, the Ran says, Velo Nira. The ein mikan raya, the lagabi Shabbos like a kpeda bein chok tochos lechok yerechos. On Shabbos, we don't care about how you wrote. You wrote. To call hecha davi melechas machsheves mechayiv. Shara filu mochi gaman as lechtov chayiv. Ava b'midi de be'idon ksiva, de lechzi ksiva ki agavne ein lanu. No, Shabbos has much more flexible definition. So therefore, this would be a problem in Hilchos Sefer Torah, even though it would not be a problem in Hilchos Shabbos. Why is this run important? Because 96% of the time that we have the principle of Melechas Machsheves, it represents a kula in Hilchos Shabbos. Even though outside of Hilchos Shabbos, this is a real halakhic action, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not. So if somebody writes a get with their left hand, the Shulchan Aruch says in Eved Ezer, b'di'evet it's okay. Look, on Chili, you should write with your right hand, but b'di'evet it's okay with your left hand. But on Hilchah Shabbos, it's not recognized as a Maisa Daraisa. Why? Melechas Machsheves. Almost every case is a kula for Hilchah Shabbos. But once in a while, you have, in the 4% of the time, you have this type of example. Where Melechas Machsheves, l'maisa, you did what you wanted to do. You wrote, so it's more inclusive. Right, the case, there's one case in Shas, in the Gemara, where you have a chumrah for Melechas Machsheves in as compared to other areas, and that's the Gemara in Bava Kamma, where the Gemara talks about grama. The Gemara asks, is it the malacha of Zoreh, winnowing grama? All I do is to throw up the items to the air, and the wind comes and blows away the lighter material, and the heavy material falls down. What am I doing? I'm just throwing it up into the air. The Gemara said, no, that's malacha, that's Zorah, that's the malacha. Malacha Nachshev is Asr Torah, and you did what you wanted to do. In regarding Nezikin, Nezek, the Gemara says, that's Grama B'Nizakin, that would be Pater. But in a case of Zorah, you would be Chayiv in Hilchah Shabbos. Good, so if you race a little bit, you're going to be Chayiv on Shabbos. An important machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran. Says the Gemara, one more line, Rava Amar, another example of editing which would be chayiv, kigochin and nutzal, letago, shaldalis, faso resh. Same thing, if you have the dalis that is sticking out a little bit and you erase the extra top right corner of the dalis, so now it looks like a resh. So that also could be considered writing on Shabbos. What do you mean? It's only one letter. It's only one letter. So how can you be chayiv? Rashi. The Lohavi Elahagos Osachas, Ubadavar Mur Chayiv, Hoel Vezet Tikuna Sefer. Oh, we're talking about a Sefer Torah, which this is a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So fixing one letter in the Sefer Torah is significant. Why? So I might have said because you're making the Sefer Torah kosher. Rashi says otherwise. Rashi says because we know it's usher to hold a to hold a puzzle Sefer Torah in your house. To usher La Adam, Lashal Sefer Shena Muga, Bishuma Tishkun Balecha Avla. not allowed to have a puzzle sefer Torah unless it's clear it's a puzzle sefer Torah. That's why we put the gartel around the outside of a sefer Torah when it's puzzle. So we make sure that we don't get into a michshol and use it. So fixing a sefer Torah is like writing the last letter of a sefer, as we had yesterday. That would be chayev. Since it's the week of Tu B'Shvat, and in this country, Baruch Hashem, Tu B'Shvat is the day that the whole country gets report cards. So just for that, the Chashuke Chemed, Kedarko Vakodesh, has the following sefer, has the following shayla. He says, a child brought home a Tu'udah, and on the Tu'udah, the mark was Kim'at Tov Ma'od. Kim'at Tov Ma'od. And the child, it was Mizbayish, so he erased the word Kim'at. He erased the word Kim'at. So it said Tov Ma'od. Did he? And if he had done that on Shabbos, is that an Issur D'oraisa of Mochik? Besides the fact that it's Midvar Sheker Tirchak, but is that an Issur D'oraisa? I erased, but look what's left. Like you erase the top of the Chesed, the two Zions are left. If you erase the word Kemat, is that D'oraisa? So the Chashuke Chabad first assumes no, because you had a word there before, you had a word there afterwards. Right, you erase another word. But then the Chazuk HaChabit says, he quotes the Biralacha. We quoted this Biralacha in the past. Biralacha says, no. Mochek, with any type of tikkun, any type of productive result, would be chayiv. And therefore here, like the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that let's say you have a document that says Reuven owes you money, and you erase Reuven. That's amazing. That's constructive for you. That's also stealing, but it's also constructive for you because now he doesn't owe you money. Any type of constructive erasing, you don't need dafka amanas lichtov, as we mentioned earlier, would be chayas. Here too, it's constructive for you. So your parents don't get upset at you, and they see it's tov ma'od. It's not kimat tov ma'od. That was just to bring it. He said, lachor, that would be a malacha daraisa on Shabbos. Good. Again, there's a couple of fascinating Chashuke Chemetz. Again, the Gaddis of the Sefer is not that it has so much to do with what we're talking about, but it's interesting in Yon, and that are tangentially related. Okay, bottom line on Kuf Dal and Amabes. Bottom line, Tana, Niskave, Lichtov, Os Achas, V'olav Yadosh Shtayim Chayiv. If somebody has Kavanah to write one letter, and by mistake he wrote two letters, Kavanah to write one and he wrote two. Let's say he wanted to write a ches and he wrote two zayins. Chayiv, you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos. I've atanan pater. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah that you're pater if you had kavanah to write one and you wrote two? So lo kasha hada ba'iziyune hada lo ba'iziyune. This is where it still needs the tagin. This is where it does not need the tagin. So how do you read that Gemara? We're going to go with what Rov Rishonim, how Rov Rishonim assume, understand this line. This is where, when it says pater, is where you're writing, and you have to put ziyun, you have to put tagin, the little crowns on the letters. Since you didn't write the tagin yet, so you didn't do the melacha yet fully, you didn't do ksiva, and that's where you're going to be pater. Mashaking, you get a case where it doesn't need the tagin, so that's why you are going to be chayiv, because you already did the melacha. Ask the Rishonim. Ask the Ritva. What do you mean? You're writing a Sefer Torah here? What? Oh, if you write a Sefer Torah, if you're writing a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, and you wrote the letters, you didn't put the tagin up, that's not ksiva. This, again, relates to the Rosh Baran issue. You only need tagin for Hilchas ksiva Sefer Torah. You don't need tagin for Hilchas Shabbos. Why should I be limited to requiring tagin? And he says, what? And are you only writing a Sefer Torah? Is that what the Gemara is talking about? Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. Kapirish Rashi quotes the Rashi like v'kashuli v'chimishim de lo avid le ziyun lo havi ksiva le inyan Shabbos. He says that's a didn't say for Torah. So it's the Ritva l'shitaso following right his Talmud the Ran right is following what he said. You can't compare the two. And are you telling me that it's talking about specifically a sefer Torah? He says v'afilu teimat tefillin mezuzah shemit tuyogas psulos. Even if you want to say that a sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah is possible without the tagin, mikol makom lo mashma ki mipnei ze yehei pater akosvan kishalo zainon. Doesn't sound that way. So the Ritva says it must be v'anachon de mayri. It must be to kishenis kavin lichtov eizes shtei osio shiyalo biyado v'yadaitu lizayin. Nothing to do with hilchas sefer Torah. It has to do with what your kavana was. Your kavana was to write letters with ziyunin, right? That's what it means, right? Daitu lizayin v'osam shetzrichos lizayinon v'kivan shelakach niskavin kozman shlozinam patur. That's the Chiddush. If you didn't do exactly what you wanted to do, you're going to be pater. That's what the Ritva says, must be the Chiddush of the Gemara, because he can't fathom that it's just going to be, stam, you did what you wanted to do, and you just didn't write the tagin. Right, so that's the the Ritva is important, Ha'ara. The Rishonim all here also discuss, Tosfos on the top of the previous Amud discusses, why isn't this like a case which we had earlier, if you had Kavanah to throw two and you ended up throwing four? You might have, you didn't have Kavanah to do a Malacha. Right, the case of describing Lichtov Echad, V'alu Biyado Shayim. Why should you be chayy for that at all? You're not kavana to do a malacha. So they've shown him trying to figure out. Tosva says, well, you have kavana, what it really meant to say is that you have kavana to write two letters, but separately. And then it ended up that you wrote them all together at one shot. But you have to say you had kavana to do some type of malacha, or else you'd for sure going to be pater. Good. Tagin is a important discussion. The Gemara Menachas discusses, that's the source for Tagin. The Gemara Menachas and Daf Chavtes. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes that there are certain letters from the Gemara that we know require Tagin. And then there's a couple of more letters that Sofrim have the minhag of writing Tagin on. The letters that we know, the five letters that we know from the Gemara are Shatnizgatz. Those letters, Shinayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, Tzadi, those seven letters get Tagin based on the Gemara, and then there's a couple of other letters, the Lamed and a couple of others, that get Tagin al-Pi HaMesorah, al-Pi the Minhag of the Sofrim. What happens if you don't write the Tagin? So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Ilkas Tfilin, Tzarech L'Tayeg Shatnez Gates, V'HaSofrim, what does Shatnez Gates mean? Al-Pi Kabbalah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Sefer Igeres HaTiyol, the letter of taking the trip. I think this is like a teal in the Pardes, right? It's a Kabbalistic idea. The letters of Shatnez Gatz are Satan Az. Satan be Az, be brazen to him. Okay, so I'll pick Kabbalah, those letters. But the Shulchan Aruch says, V'asofrim nagu l'tayik osios acheros. The Sofrim have the minhag of being metayik a couple of other letters that the Rishonim already quote. Right, to make sure with the Vav and the Yud, to make sure it doesn't turn into a different letter. But the Shulchan Aruch says, if you didn't write the Tagin, lo pasal. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, it does not pasal the Torah if you left out any of the Tagin. The Bach does pasal. The Gra tries to explain the different Shitas. Mehanachon, the poskim say, ma'od lachush bazel l'sakna v'acharkak, you should fix it. But you should know that it's not a problem of, let's say, shalo kiseder, by tefillin and mezuzas. Right, which have to be in order, that's not a problem to add on the Tagin afterwards. An important discussion of the Tagin on a Sefer Torah. Good, continues the Gemara, Kosovos Achaz, no tricode. If you write one letter, no tricode, which means, right, it stands for something, an acronym. Reb Shua ben Besei, Reb Machai, V'cham ben Potrin. If you write one letter, which means more, Machlokas. Amar, Reb Yochanan, Mishu, Reb Yosi ben Zimra, Minayin, L'lashon, no tricode, min Torah. Where do we know that there's acronyms in the Torah? Shenemar, Ki Av Hamon, Goyim Nesaticha. Abraham, I gave you as a father of nations. Av Hamon, Goyim. So what does the Av Hamon stand for? Av Nesaticha Le'umos. I made you a father. Bachur Nesaticha Be'umos. I made you a Bachur, the chosen one. Hamon Chaviv Nesaticha Be'umos. The beloved one. Melech Nesaticha Le'umos. Vasik Nesaticha Be'umos. Ne'eman Nesaticha Le'umos. Right? All of those. That's a no tricone. Av Hamon Goyim. Reb Yochanan Didei Amar, that was Reb Yochanan in the name of Yossi ben Zimra. Reb Yochanan himself says a different Nash Lashon. Anochi, Aseres HaDibros, no tricon. Ano Nafshi Ksivis Yahavis. I myself wrote the Torah. Anochi, Ano Nafshi Ksivis Yahavis. Right, instead of writing the word Ani, it says Anochi, Rashi says. That's what we darsh in the word. Rabbanan Amri, Amira Ne'ima. A nice, beautiful statement, Ksiva Yehiva, I wrote. Right, so he dashes it a little bit differently. A little different word. Right, is it I myself, Ksiva Yehivas, or Amira Ne'ima, Ksiva Yehiva? Ika da Amre, a different version, Anochi Lamafreya, dashing it backwards. Yehiva Ksiva, I gave it, I wrote it, Ne'emanin Imre, right, my beautiful, my Ne'eman words. Ask the Meshech Chachma, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the different verses? So we would have said, who knows? And we'll continue. But the Meshech Chachma says, no. The Meshech Chachma says, we know the Gemara Meseches Gittin has a Machlokas. How the Torah was given in the Midbar. Was it given Megillah Nitna or Chasuma Nitna when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah? Did he tell them over exactly up until that point? and then the rest he said Baal Peh, and he only wrote it at the end. He wrote it in Arvos Moav at the end of the 40 years, what's called Chasuma Nitna. It was Chasum, it was sealed at the end, that's when it was written. Or do we say, no, Megillah Megillah Nitna. It was given piece by piece. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, so they had Bichsav, everything up until that point, up until through Parshas Mishpatim. And after that, little by little, after Korach happened, they wrote Korach. After Balak happened, they wrote Balak. That is a machlokas. Suggest the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Yisro. Maybe that's what's going on here. He says, according to the first day, Amira Ne'ima, first it was said over, Ksiva, it was written, and Yehiva was given right then. And the other one says, no, Yehiva, it was given, Ksiva was only written later. And he goes through exactly darshani every one of these words. You can look it up in the beginning of Aseres HaDibros, Perek Chaf Pasuk Beis in Yisro, the godless of the Meshech Chachma, taking this machlokas, which does not seem so exciting, and relating it to Megillah Megillah and Chasuma Nitna, the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach Amid Aleph. Good, says the Gemara. Other no tree cones. Debei Rabbi Nosson Amri Ki Yarat Haderech Lenegdi. The pasuk by the Atone of Bilam. What does Yarat stand for? Yara Ra'asa Natsa. The Chamor, the Ason, was fearful, saw, and went to the side. Dever Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Carmel, describing the Carbon of Omer, Carmale. Carmale in a plump kernel, a full kernel. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Vehu Kilolani Klalanim Retzes. Talking about David HaMelech describing Shimi Ben Gera, what happened? He cursed me. He cursed me a long klala, klala nimretzes. What is nimretzes? That's an allusion to the klala. No tree cone. No efu. Moavihu. This is what he said about David HaMelech. Rotseyahu. Tzorerhu. Toevahu. Right, all of those. Right, Moavihu. There's another gemara about that. Whether David HaMelech was allowed to be in the kahal. Moavivalo Moavit. Amonivalo Amonit. Moavivalo Moavit. Good. Vaiter, Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Manadaber, Umanitztadok, that the brother said, Nechonim Anitztadok, is Nechonim Anachnu, Tzadikim Anachnu, Taharim Anachnu, Dachim Anachnu, Kedoshim Anachnu. Right, the word Dachim here means clean, right, Dach, right, Miduche, Dach here means clean, that we were saying, what Manitztadok, how can we say that we are Tzadikim and Taharim Vechulu, right, when they are being misvade by Yosef. Okay, there's more, but let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Hakosei Bezos Yod B'Shnei Ha'alamos. If somebody writes two letters in two Ha'alamos, we've referred to this Machlokas before. This is, write you on one letter, Achas Shachos V'Achas Bein Harabayim. So do they combine? And you find out in the middle that it's Shabbos. Rabbi Gamliel Machai V'Chaman Potrim. But my Kamiflagi, Rabbi Gamliel Savar Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir. The Yediyah between half Shiurim is not significant, so it's not considered a Yediyah. So you could combine the two maisim, and they're mitzarif to a malacha. For Rabbanan Tzavar, yesh yediyah l'chatzi shir. Rabbanan say, no, there is yediyah l'chatzi shir, it could break it up, and therefore, the two halves are not mitzarif. Good. Hadron l'chabone. And now we continue with what's known as Perek Ha'oreg. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Ha'oreg shlosha chutin. So the first half, the rest of this amud, is about weaving. There's a whole book called Maisa Oreg. Little pamphlets Rav put out with pictures about all of the looms and the weaving issues. Ha'orik shlosha chutim b'tchil l'vachas ala orik chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer hold, if I sew three threads up and over, v'achas ala orik, and I add one to an already existing woven item, chayiv. V'chachav ma'amrim, no. What did the Mishnah say earlier? Bein b'tchila, bein b'sof, shiro, beis chutin. Two chutin, two. That's it, doesn't matter. Rabbi Eliezer says three or one, and the Chacham say two. Ha'oseh shtei batei nirin b'nirin. If somebody puts two batei nirin, right, it's one of the loom malachas. I create two threads in the loom, b'nirin, through the heddles. It's the fancy name. Bekiros, b'nafo, b'kvara, u'besal, or other types of kalim that I could use to hold the thread together. Chayiv, doesn't matter what I'm using to thread. V'yatofer beis tviros, and if I sew two threads, right, tfira, sewing, va korea, I'm not split first to base tfira, or if I rip, korea. Kiyosa, Rabbi Yitzchak, Tani Shtayim. When Rabbi Yitzchak came, he quoted this Mishnah, as Rabbi Eliezer, saying two. V'yonat Tanan Gimel, I, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says three. Lokasha haba alimi haba katini. Well, it depends if we're talking about thick threads or thin threads. And Amri la lahai gisa, Amri la lahai gisa. And you can say it in both directions. Amri la lahai gisa, one direction is as follows. Alimi tlasa, lo sasri, tre sasri. Thicker threads could fall apart if you just like put two together. So if you have thick threads, you have to put three together to be chayiv on Shabbos. They won't become undone. Two, sasri, two would only become undone. So when you have the big threads, you need at least three. Katini, trinami, lo sasri. But the smaller threads, ironically, you're going to be chayiv even just for two. That's one way to say it. V'yarmi la lahagis, or the opposite. Katini, by the small ones, tlasa yedi'i, tre lo yedi. By the thin, small threads, no one's going to be able to see anything. It's so tiny. So in order for it to be a chasha malacha, you have to use three. So it's yedi, it's known. Tre lo yedi, two wouldn't. Alimi, tre nami yedi. Two, the thick ones, even two of them would be yedia. Meaning, lundis, right? Is the malacha defined as inherently what it is? Or what it looks like, right, to the onlooker. Right, that could be the machlokas, how you define this malacha. Tanya, ha'orik gimochu dematchilo ve'echad ala arik chayiv, the Brisa says, if you have three to start, or one added on chayiv, that's the Rabbi Elazar Shita. V'chacham po omrim bein betchila bein besof shirim beis chutin. Right, it doesn't matter, it's two. U'besafa, and if it's on the edge, if somebody's adding a hem, beis chutin barocha, beis gimo batinirin. Two threads that are as wide as three bati nirin, which is three loops on the loom. Halamaze, doma, what is that similar to? Meaning, you're just tying, making this little hem on the bottom. Why is that so significant to be a malacha? It's similar to la'orik silsul katan. If you would do this separately, it's like making a belt. Like making a belt. Beis chutin barocha of gimel bati nirin. So that's why it's significant, even though it's just adding on at the edge, it's still significant enough, because independently, it would be like a belt. Good. That first line of the Braisa, stomach Rabbi Eliezer, that's following Rabbi Eliezer's Shita that we had in our Mishnah. Tanya Idach, the Braisa also says, Ha'orik beis chutin ala gas, v'yala imre chayiv, if you add on to chutin ala gas, on a large piece of fabric, v'yala imra, or on a hem, chayiv, or that's the Rabbanan, two no matter what. Rabbi Eliezer, on Rafilu Echad, well, this is no even one, because that's his achas ala arig. Ubisafa, and on the edge, shnei chutin brochav shlosha batinirin chayiv. That's going back to even the Tanakama, as we said. Adding on the bottom of the hem. Halamaze domeh. Why is that significant? La'orik tzilsul katan, shnei chutin aruchav gimel batinirin. As we said, it's as big as a belt that you would make, and therefore it is significant. V'ha'orik beis chutin ala gatva la'imra chayiv, stomach rabbanan. And if you add on two, why do you have to add on two? Why not only one? So this stomach is like the Rabbanan. So we have two different stomachs. Ha'osid, beis batinirin, chulu, chulu, my binirin. What does it mean, making two batinirin? Threading the heddles through the heddles. Right? What is that exactly? Why does it mean binirin? Just say threading the heddles. So Amar Abaya, tarti bebatinira, v'chada binira. Two times, putting it through the loops. Two times, when you ever see the picture of the loom, you have these circles that go up and then go down, and then go up and then go down, putting two through the loops, v'chada b'nira, and just putting one through the, what's called the nira, is the heddle rope, it's translated as. Right, do a different part of a malacha that's also significant, it stays by itself, even if you only do one, and that's why one would be chayef. Bikiros, my bikiros, what does that mean? Amarav, mitsu visa. Right, that's a type of loom that's used to make curtains. That's what a kiros is. And the other ones are pretty straightforward. A sifter, a sieve, or a basket. Good. Adkan the Oreg malacha. Va'atofer beis sviris, back to tofer. If I sew two garments together, says the Gemara, it said that already on Daf Ayin Gimel. Hatanina b'avos malachas hatofer shnei tviros. What is our Mishnah telling me? Mishum tekaboy lemisni seifa v'koreya manas litfer beis tviros, because the next line wanted to say koreya katani nami hatofer. That's why he says tofer. Says the Gemara v'koreya hanami tanina b'avos malachas. We also learned koreya earlier. What's the chiddush of either of them? Ela mishum tekaboy lemisni seifa, because the next Mishnah has details of koreya hakoreya b'chamaso v'yalmeso mishum achik tani hatofer shnei tviros. It says koreya because we're going to get into koreya, so it says tofer because it says koreya. Okay, hakoreya manas litfer beis tviros heicha mishkachas la. Where do you ever have a case where you're going to tear al manas litfer with kavana to be tofer to sew afterwards? Where do we ever have that? Da avda ki kisisa. If somebody made a baguette and it came out bumpy and lumpy and they want to straighten it out. So what you would do is rip it in order to straighten it out and you'll sew it back up. So that's Korea Almanas Litvar, period. Good, says the Mishnah. Again, a jam-packed Amud. Masnisan. Hakarea bachamasov yalmeso. If somebody tears on Shabbos something because he's angry, so he tears something. Vialmeso. Or if somebody tears Rachman al Islam because somebody died. Vichola makalkalin. Or any type of destructive activity. Piturin. One is putter. One is putter. That is the halacha. Any makalka, so we assume this is makalka right now, if you're just tearing. Fascinating, another, chashukichem, discussed here. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that a lot of times in the olden days, they used to do weddings on Friday. Right, because they were very poor. Rav Shlomo Zalman got married on Friday Purim. So he had one big meal for the wedding, and for Purim, and for Shabbos, because they had no money. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses, though, many times there's like sechsuchim and arguments with the Nedunya and with the Ksuba. So what happens if it goes very, very, very late? Memela, we're not supposed to get married on Shabbos. So what happens if they get stuck and the Ksuba finishes a minute before Shabbos? So what is one supposed to do? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Hilcha Shabbos, in Simen, Shin Lamed Tes, all the way at the end of Hilcha Shabbos, in Shin Lamed Tes, Siv Dalet, that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes V'lo Makadshin, and then the Ramah says, V'yesh Matirin L'kadesh Eicha De'en Lo Isha Ubanim, V'yefshar Dehuah De'Knisa L'Chuppah D'Shari, you could do the Chuppah on Shabbos, Gawai Gam Kavad Abrius, right, because many times, he quotes, they used to do weddings on Friday and it got stuck. Those are chuppah v'kiddushin b'leil Shabbos. So, you should try to do it earlier, but b'di'eved, if you need to, there are certain heterim of doing the wedding on Shabbos. The Chai Adam, the Mishnah Berurah quotes him, he says, you have to be only can be mekel. We have three conditions. Number one, where they haven't filled the mitzvah yet, a pur avu. Number two is hefsed rav, right, the caterer or whatever. And number three is going to be busha. It's going to be busha with the chazan akala. They have this whole thing and they're not going to have the wedding. A big dark issue of Kavod Abrius. And most of this, and this is the Rabbanan here, what you're doing. But he said you have to be careful because people are going to do malacha after the wedding. Good. That is the Shulchan Aruch. What about, asked the Chashuki Chemed, how far do you go in terms of allowing the Isurei Rabbanan on Shabbos of getting married? You could allow that. How about breaking the glass under the chuppah? How about that? Would you allow that on Shabbos? Call him a Kalkalin Peturin. So Pashas is an Isurei Rabbanan. If it is a Durabanan, so maybe would that be allowed? Mishum Kavod Abrius also? And it's very embarrassing not to have a wedding where you're not going to break the glass under the chuppah. That's very embarrassing. Okay, mazel tov, mazel tov. Where's the glass? Everybody's waiting for the glass. Right? So it's embarrassing. So would this also be included in Kavod Abrius? So he assumes no. He would assume that you would probably not be allowed to do it. And then he says, number one, because it's constructive. It's fulfilling the minog of Zecha L'Mikdash. It's not totally destructive. It has a constructive purpose. But then he has an unbelievable point. He says at the end, he says, maybe you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos because it's Avelis B'Farhesia. You're not allowed to have Avelis B'Farhesia on Shabbos. Right? All the halachas of Zecha L'Mikdash don't apply on Shabbos. Right? The Shulchan Aruch talks about leaving an extra plate and that's not set for Chulu. So maybe it's a problem of Zecher L'Mikdash Avelis on Shabbos. Amazing. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, if somebody is makalkel, destructive, but he has a tikkun in mind. So shiur kemisakein. So the shiur is kemisakein like the tikkun. Good. Shiur hamalabein. What's the shiur for? Malabein. Cleaning, whitening. Vamanafet, combing raw hair. Vatsoveya, coloring. Vatova, spinning thread. Kemalo rocha vasit kafel. Like a double sit. What's a sit? A sit is the amount of the distance between the second and the third finger. Between the etzba and the ama. That's a sit. So double that is the shear. The Rambam writes in one place that double that is the space between your thumb and the second finger. Second and third finger, that's one, and a sit kafel is between the thumb and the etzba. That's the shear. V'ha oreg, shnechut, and shira kamalo asit. But weaving, oreg, right, weaving that the shear is one sit between the second and the third finger. Good for Aminu. Is this really true that if you tear in anger or on a mace, you're patur? For Aminu hakorea b'chamaso ube'evlo va'almeso chayiv. The Brisa says if you tear in your anger or on your mace, you're chayiv. Stira. V'yavavish mechalas haShabbos. And even though you're mechalas Shabbos, yotza yidei kriya. You a yotzei your mitzvah of kriya. We know kriya is a mitzvah d'rabanan. So you a yotzei the mitzvah of kriya. So stira. So let's just get through the Gemara and then we'll come back. So lokasha habemeis di day habemeis to alma. Well, it depends. Are you talking about stam, a person who you tore for, or your mace? First, we're talking about that issue of al mace. So his mace, one of his seven relatives, or mace to alma, right? That's the for your mace. So that's constructive. That's why you're going to be chayiv. But for stam a mace, you're going to be putter because it's destructive. Va mace optani. What do you mean? Our Mishnah says mace so. So Gemara says, La'ola b'meis didei. You're right, we're talking about b'meis didei, u'bahanaf t'la' v'nei avelis ninhu. The different, well, in both cases, we're talking about a case where it's incumbent upon you to bury. But only in the Braisa, we're talking about the seven relatives. Right, that's the case. Even the Mishnah is talking about a case where you have a chiv to bury, where there's nobody else around, the meis mitzvah, but meiso, in the Braisa, is the seven relatives. The Gemara says, 1 minute. But v'yichacham u'chiv v'machayiv. But if he's a chacham, everybody has to tear. D'tanya chacham shemeis hakol krovav. Everybody's his relatives. Hakol krovav sagadaitach. Literally, ela'im hakol kikrovav. Everyone's like his relatives. Hakol karin alav, hakol chosin alav. Everybody bears their shoulder. Hakol mavrin alav. Birachava. Everybody does the sudas havra in the street. So what do you mean? If it's a chacham, then they would have a chiv kriya for him anyway. Lo tzriyakot v'av chachamu. Okay, we're not talking about a chacham in that case, in the Mishnah where you're putter. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, v'yadam kasher, hu chiyuv v'mechayiv. If it's any adam kasher, you're chayiv. D'tanya, mipnei ma meisim banav v'mudosav shal adam chen k'tanim. Why does somebody's children die young, rachmanu litzlan, k'dei sheyivke v'yisab al adam kasher, to make him cry for an adam kasher. Says the Gemara, k'dei sheyivke, what does that mean? So that he cries, arvona shakli minei. What, you're taking an aray from him? What, you're doing this to before he sins? No, elam ebnei shelo bacha, v'his aval adam kasher, because a person didn't properly cry and eulogize an adam kasher, that's why he gets punished. Shekala bochal adam kasher, mochal v'akal avonosav, b'shvel kavod sh'asa. If somebody's bochal an adam kasher, then he gets mechilas avonos. And we assume not only bechia, but also a chiv of kriya. So, hi, adam kasher, you have to tear anyway. Let's drink a lot of adam kasher. Okay, we're not talking about an adam kasher in the Mishnah. So again, we're trying to find a case where you're going to be potter, because it's totally destructive, and you had no chiyuv kriya. That's what we're coming up with. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you had no chiyuv kriya, so what you did is a total act of destruction. Good.
That's still considered to be
meso if you have a chiyuv, if the situation is where you have to bury them. Another possibility. But if you're there when the person dies, chiyuv mechayev, that also is a chiyuv. D'tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ha'omer al ameis b'shas yizias neshama, chayev l'kroa. You have a chiyuv to tear. Ha'lamazet domeh l'sefer Torah shenisrafa. Rachmana l'tzlan, when a person dies, the neshama is gone. Just like a sefer Torah that's burned, the letters go up, the sefer Torah is the neshama of the sefer Torah. The Gemara answers, you're right, delo tzricha, delo koi b'shas yizias neshama. You have to say you weren't there b'shas yizias neshama, and that's the case, that is pater. Okay, a couple of points. First of all, the Rama writes in Hilchas Kriya, in the end of Yaradeya, the Minhag Olam is not to tear. Stomp for an Adam Kasher, and stomp for a Chacham, unless it's a Rebbe Muvuk. But other than that, the Minhag is not to tear on an Adam Kasher, that's the Rama. Even though the Rosh and other Rishonim say, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that one should, everybody besides a Mumar, that's the Rosh and Moed Katan, but the Minhag, says the Rama, in Simin Shin Mem, is not to. Number one. Number two, all the Rishonim here quote the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Matzah Gezula, you're not Yotze, you're Mitzvah of Matzah. So why, here, are your Yotze, your Mitzvah of Kriya? The Rashba here quotes that Yerushalmi, all the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi that asked this question. What's the difference between tearing Kriya on Shabbos, which is an Avera, and you did the Mitzvah, the Gemara says, while Matzah stolen Matzah, you didn't. Says the Yerushalmi, Matzah Gzule, in Adam Yotze Dechavasa BePesach. So why here are your Yotze? Says the Yerushalmi, the amazing Lashon. Amar lei, taman gufa avera, hacha hu avar avera. A lot discussed. What does that mean? So pashas it means that over there by matzah, there's a chefza that's labeled as avera chefza. Stolen matzah retains that status until you return it. Stolen matzah, stolen matzah, stolen matzah, stolen matzah. Boom, you can't be yotze. Mitzvah bab avera. But here, there's no chefza. You did a Maisa Avera. Yes, you did a Maisa Avera. But there's no Chefza. Mitzvah Bav Avera is about Chefzis. It's about Maisa Averas. And the Yerushalmi compares it to, if you carry matzah from Rishus, let's say Pesach's on Shabbos, and you carry matzah through the street and you bring it to your house, you're not going to be Yotze? No, you did an Avera. It's labeled as matzah that you did Hotzah with? No, you'd be Yotze there. If a Gavra does an Avera, that's different. That's the one interpretation. The other answer, the other understanding of this is Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed, where Tosfos says, well, did you have to do the Avera in order to do the Mitzvah? Well, if you didn't have Matzah and you had to steal it, so that's a Mitzvah Bab Avera. Because you had to do the Avera in order to do the Mitzvah. But in our case, no, you didn't. You could have waited till after Shabbos. You didn't have to do it right now. So that's why that's that another pshat. Again, there's a big discussion related to that. The final point I just wanted to mention, a very important lemaisa. I got the shaila, I remember, a number of years ago by a doctor who is in a certain field where Rachman al-Aslan, many times he's in the room. Bishas yitzias neshama. So every time he's in the room with a patient, he has to tear. If there's a nurse that's working on a certain floor, every time the nurse is in the room, they have to tear. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a kula. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to say in the tshuva, yes. Rav Moshe is the assumption. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Choshen Mishpat. Rav Moshe seems to say if you're in the room Shasi Shiyas Shama, you'd have to tear kriya, even if you're a medical professional. That's Rav Moshe in Choshen Mishpat Beis Ayin Gimel. That's what he seems to assume, but the others, Rav Ovadia and Rav Waldenberg, the Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham quotes the Tzitz Eliezer in Hilchas Kriya, who says, I'll read it from the English, that's the one I brought, that one does not have to tear. I have heard that what's the Svara? The earlier post can quote the Svara, because if you make them tear, then they wouldn't go there in the first place. And they would start wanting, they wouldn't want to be there, they wouldn't give them the proper care. I have heard that if this were not so, no one would wish to be at the side of a person when he dies, and this is the reason why the members of the Bikur Cholim Society in Yerushalayim do not tear Kriya. That's where Shlomo, the Tzitz Eliezer talking. Right, the Chevra Kaddishes and those, they don't tear. And he says, for the doctors and the nurses in the hospital, there's another reason for leniency. Many times they're wearing a hospital coat. They're wearing the white coat of the hospital. You're allowed to tear Kriya on somebody else's jacket? Right, so he says, maybe there's no Chiv there. So Rav Moshe is not so into that. He says, maybe because the beggar underneath. So not the white coat on the outside. Okay, either way, that's what this is. This is the important discussion. Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote to me, says Dr. Abraham, that if one tore a hospital coat for one of his seven close relatives, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Right? You got to tear your own clothing. You can't tear someone else's. If this happens on Shabbos and Yontif, what happens on Shabbos and Yontif? So then the mitzvah of Kriya is pushed off. Do you have a chiyuv of mitzvah of kriya later on? So we generally assume that for one of the seven relatives, yes. But if you were there b'shas yitzias neshama on Shabbos, and then it was Shabbat, you don't have to tear. Then the kima de nitcha, because you only have to tear b'shas chimum, and if it's not b'shas chimum anymore, one doesn't have to tear. Again, a very important issue for doctors to be aware of. Okay, let's continue a little bit more. Tenach meso. Fine, we answer the stira about mace and mace. El achamaso achamaso kasha. What about the other stira about anger? The Mishnah says if you tear in anger, you're pater. The Brisa says chayif. So achamaso achamaso nami lo kasha. Harab Yehuda harab Shimon. Well, you're tearing for the difference. Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Malchus Nesuchal Gufa Chayiv Aleha, which the source was, if you remember earlier, the Mishnah. Ha Rabbi Shimon, Damar Malchus Nesuchal Gufa Pater Aleha. So it's a machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda Shimon. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Amar Tisham Islay the Rabbi Yehuda Bimisakin. When does Rabbi Yehuda say Malchus Nesuchal Gufa is going to be Chayiv? Only if the act is defined as a constructive act. Bimakalkel Misham Islay. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree Pater if it's a Makalkel. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Avin, Hainami Misakenu." This is also Misaken. De'ka'avin Achas Ruach LiYotzro. It helps him calm down if he's angry. So that's why that's the case of Chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it is Tikkun. Says the Gemara, "Really, Ukai Gavra Mishari? Is that even mutter on a weekday? You're saying this calms you down, and therefore a Shabbos is constructive, not constructive." Are you allowed to do this? Vatanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer Mishum Chilfa Bar Igra Shomer Mishum Reb Yochanan Menuri Hamakareya Begada Bachamaso Vamishaber Kela Bachamaso. Somebody breaks or rips things in his anger. Vamefazer Maosa Bachamaso, or somebody throws his money. Yehi Beinecha Kaoved Avodazara. He's out of control. He's a kaz is over avodah zara. Shekachu munaso shel yitzahara. Hayom omer lo ase kach. Ulamachar omer lo ase kach. Ad sheomer lo avodah zara. Vaholech vaoved. Right. So kaz is going to, the language of this gemara is that it's going to lead to avodah zara. Others say it is avodah zara because you're worshiping yourself when you're angry. You're not worshiping Hashem. Amar Avin Maikra Lo Yia Bacha El Zar. There shouldn't be in you a foreign god. El Nechar Ezel El Zar Sheish Begufa Shel Adam. Who is a foreign god inside of you? Havi Omer Zeh Yitzhara. That's the Yitzhara that you're worshiping when a person is angry. So you can't even do it on a weekday. Answers the Gemara Lo Tzricha De Ka'avi Lemir Me Emsa En Shebeisa. Maybe it's a case where you're just trying to instill fear in those around you. Inside, you're calm, cool, and collected. But outside, right, halavai, this should ever occur to any of us. Right, not that it's a halavai, but halavai that when we're angry, we really shouldn't be angry. Kihad Rabbi Yehuda, Shalach Matzav Yasa, Rabbi Yehuda used to get angry, he used to rip the hem of his beged. Just because he didn't want to rip the baget, but he wanted to instill the fear. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Tavar Mani Tviri. Rav Acha bar Yaakov used to save the broken kalim, and he used to break those broken kalim. Nobody else knew they were broken already. Rav Sheish says, Rami Lola Amse Munini Arishi, used to throw fish brine at his maidservant. Rabbi Abba Tavar Nachmat Tama, he used to break a lid of a kli. Period. Either way, this is the issue of anger. What we have left to do is a crucial question. We'll end with a question that we'll Hashem do the answer tomorrow, and that is the Tosfos, Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha. We mentioned this back on Daf Ayin Gimel. Tosfos on Daf Ayin Gimel has at least one opinion that says all the malachas of Korea and Mochek have to literally be Almanas Litvar, or Almanas Lichtov, or Almanas this. You can't just have any tikkun you want. That's a day in Tosfos Ayin Gimel on the base. Ask the Gilyan Hashas, what about our Gemara? HaKorea BaChamaso could be constructive. Kasha, that's a bomb Kasha. Very difficult Kasha, so hopefully tomorrow we'll start with the stipulous answer to that question, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about anger also. And again, tomorrow's Gemara, Malach Shem Zvich LaGufa, and Dabar Shein HaMiskaven, a lot coming up, and Bris Mila, that's a big discussion on tomorrow's daf. And then we'll get into Tzeda and Psik Reisha. Again, every daf here is jam-packed. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir tonight.